Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. This week, we visit Western Kingston to learn more about the Tivoli Gardens High School Literacy Intervention for Education LIFE program. Since 2011, Tivoli Gardens High School has implemented a number of programs to maximize student performance. As part of this thrust, the school established the Literacy Intervention for Education LIFE initiative, aimed at improving the literacy and numeracy skills of students. The LIFE program has been reaping success since its inception, resulting in significant improvements in student performance. The aim of the program is to ensure grades 7 to 9 students are reading at grade level or above. Program coordinator Diane Bernard May says after the success of the pilot phase involving only grade 9 students, the school decided to do a full rollout for grade 7 to 9 students.
So now, with the success of that pilot now, we decided that we are going to go ahead with the program now and officially we're going to expand. Now we're going to need stakeholders and we of course needed the ministry's input. They came on board. They were quite helpful. We contacted our literacy regional coordinators and they gave us an idea of what we should do. So what we started out doing was we now have the grade level at which all students at grade 7, 8 and 9 were reading at. Now we have that. So we are going to track and target. So we started that, and in order to track and target, we had to get the grade levels at which they are reading at. So we had the data, we provided a report for our findings, we researched because we wanted our program to be research-based.
Mrs. Bernard May says the intervention aims to adequately prepare students to transition from junior to senior grades with the requisite literacy and numeracy skills. Approximately 400 students are enrolled in the LIFE program with 7 literacy specialists working alongside teachers to achieve greater success. Senior teacher at Tivoli Gardens High, Marvin Johnson, says the stigma attached to Tivoli Gardens and surrounding communities has not deterred the school from carrying out its mandate of ensuring students are provided with the necessary tools to achieve academic excellence.
It is our responsibility to prepare students to participate in society successfully, as well as we have a responsibility to debunk or repudiate those stereotypic conceptions of the school. And it is through programs like these, which is this positive spin-off, that we are going to change that image and change the school ethos, thereby allowing the school to be a school of choice. It is an imperative that we have to be more than willing to do so that the image of the school, which is aligned to the community, will be changed. And we believe that this will happen.
Mr. Johnson says the various learning tools and technologies students are able to interact with have helped to further boost their interest in the LIFE program.
We now have a new literacy lab, and the students have been responding favorably to the program, and we have seen a marked improvement in their behavior in terms of how they're in class, improvement in their interest, because what the facility does is allows them to interface with new technological resources. What this does is it facilitates the visual learner, the tactile learn, all the different learning areas, because the lab is set up to accommodate different learning styles.
Senior teacher at Tivoli Gardens High, Marvin Johnson. Tivoli Gardens High School is working with various stakeholders to further augment the successes achieved under the LIFE initiative and secure other partnerships. That's it for this week's Jamaica's Promise High School Edition. Thanks for listening. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.